The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
All right, we are back with the breaking news. You're looking at live pictures coming in from Seoul, South Korea. The president of South Korea, President Yoon, has declared martial law. He claims he is protecting the country from what he calls communist forces. But as our Mike Valerio was describing at the beginning of this broadcast, the president is somewhat controversial and has been dealing with a lot of domestic political undercurrents that have not been going in his direction. We do have Colonel Layton. We're trying to get Mike Valerio back up again. But Colonel Layton, if you're still with me, I do want to show some of these pictures to our viewers. We're continuing to show some of these clashes between some people that you see there. And we've been describing it as military troops. Well, you were just saying a few moments ago, it may just be local police SWAT team units dressed up in military garb. And the question becomes in the minutes ahead, Colonel Layton, as you were just saying, is whether or not the National Assembly can overturn the president's declaration of martial law. But in the meantime, they're on sort of the dark side of the moon at this point, because really anything could happen. And this is a live situation that is just unfolding right in front of our eyes right now.
Hello, is there anybody in there? Just not if you can hear me. Is there anyone at home? Okay, so why did I open with that? I think it's very instructive. I think this is important. I think that this is something that everybody ought to watch, take notes, literally take notes, write this down, and do these things that I'm about to tell you that were done in South Korea to defeat their version of Donald Trump, also known as President Yoon, who has a 17% approval rating, and he's been elected, he's in office now for a year. A year. He was elected in 2022. Him and his wife is already, his wife Kim, and he have been, scandalous. They have already, been marked by low approval ratings because of their stealing and their scandals and their... and so this is a man who they voted for, and now they're sorry that they did. Okay, here's what happened in South Korea. Now, you can tell me if this sounds at all likely or familiar or something possible that could happen in, another democracy. Okay, so Mr. Yoon became the president. He started to assemble his cabinet. Started to pick some lunatic people, some cray-crays, some unsuitable people to be defense minister, to be, environmental minister, health minister, a cabinet of fools, a cabinet of crazy. And the Congress, which is made up of the opposition party, which, just so that you can have some sort of a sense of how it is, if he's Trump, okay, and that MAGA-ish sort of a dictator-y, wannabe, autocratic guy. And you know he is, because he declared martial law this morning. And the opposition party is the assembly. I would say they're the Democrats. And of course they're the Democrats, because they've been called the communists. So there you have it, right? Okay, so they have begun to impeach. Write this down. They have begun to impeach his lunatic, fringy, cray-cray cabinet picks. Impeach them with their awesome powers of impeachment authority that they have over there in the assembly in South Korea. And also, he decided to, put out his budget, which is nothing but austerity, cutting everything down to nothing, cutting health services, cutting, environmental services, cutting everything, the enforcement of civil liberties, the enforcement of everything that, South Korea has grown to understand as part of their democracy. Now, the last time South Korea went wayward, the last time South Korea got off the democracy path, the last time South Korea had an issue like this was in 1980. And in 1980, there was a military authoritarian communist party. And ever since then, they've been, democratic, right? So they got rid of that. Anyway, this guy comes from, South Korea first, kind of a, America first sort of a idea. Well, they want to go back. They want to go back. This guy, like I said, declared martial law this morning. And you know what was so interesting about it is it doesn't seem like anybody in his cabinet, except for the military minister, except for the defense minister, knew about his plan. Didn't seem like anybody in his party or any other cabinet members or anybody else in his circle knew what was coming, what was going to happen, except for the military. And the military knew. I know the military knew? Because when he declared martial law, instantaneously, there were helicopters in the sky. Instantaneously, there were tanks in the street. Instantaneously, there were soldiers. Now, we don't know if it was the military or if it were, like some militias that he has that are loyal to him that were dressed up in military guard. No, we don't know. There'll be time to find out. And you know why I know that? Because the assembly, the Democrats, if you will, if you must, if you may, in South Korea, voted to overturn his writ of martial law. They voted to end it. And he said, I don't care. And then he did care. Do you know why he said he did care? Because others were following what the Democrats in the parliament were saying. They were saying, we're reversing your decree for martial law. Everybody that is with us and against martial law, please come to the streets now. Because, when he declared martial law, what he said was protest is now illegal. There will be no protest. The media is to shut down. There is no media. The tanks are going to be in the street. And that did happen. The tanks were in the street. Okay. There is no more political demonstration that is permitted in this country by virtue of my proclamation of martial law. The assembly gathered and said to people, come down to the assembly, show him that there is demonstration, show him there is a political movement against his declaration of martial law, and shut it down and scream and yell and shut it down, okay? And media, come on out here and film this peaceful demonstration, and it was peaceful on the part of the people. Oh, and by the way, also, the largest labor unions in this country, the auto workers unions, essentially, the ones that work at Hyundai and all those great cars that we have here, declare a general strike. Do not go to work. Say you will not go to work. A general strike is in order here until and unless President Yoon follows our vote and rescinds his order for martial law. And guess what? It worked. Ta-da! It worked. So there is something so illustrative, if you must, if you may. There's something so informative. There's something so doable, if you just make notes, about what would have to happen here to end a declaration of martial law by an orange Jesus type figure, if that should occur. And it gets to the point where there is no media, newspapers will not print, there will be no protest, no protests will be allowed, the military is now on the street. And I'll tell you something, the idea that that President Yoon in South Korea didn't tell his own party, didn't give anybody a heads up, big mistake, big, huge, because even though the assembly there, which we don't have here, is a majority of opposition to President Yoon, the people of President Yoon's party, they're called the People Power Party. Yes, the People Power Party declared martial law on the people to take away their power. Oh, it's just so beautiful. It's exactly what's going to happen here. But the people in the People Power Party actually revolted against Yoon, too, because he didn't tell them. And they're like, oh, no.